Okay, we're on Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Now, this is a complicated sugya. If anybody was worried, it's a complicated sugya. So I thought maybe I'd send out a sheet of Maror Mekoyimus, but then I realized that first we need to just work out Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos before we see anything else. The Gemara really starts right at the top and goes all the way to the bottom. So we have to try and do it in one shot. And this is going to be one of these sugyas that we have to really try our best at every stage to be clear where we're up to at this stage of the game. There should be cups on the bottom, on the drawer there, I think.
I'd like one.
Okay, so like I said, at every stage of the sugya, we have to work out, you should have a chart or a list or something to work out where we're up to. So let's have a look. The Mishnah said, we made a start to this on Tuesday, the Mishnah said that if you had minim harbe, you had several minim. So for the moment, that just means you had several foods in front of you. So we had a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says, do you make a bracha on the min shiva, if there is a min shiva? And the chachamim say, al eizem em shiirtze, on whatever you choose. That was machlokes tanoi. So the discussion in the Gemara is going to be, when exactly was that machlokes tanoim said? In other words, there's going to be a machlokes amoraim about the machlokes tanoim. So let's have a look. The first couple of lines we learned. Oma ula machlokes b'shebirkoisehen shovois. The whole machlokes is only when the two foods that you have in front of you are identical brocha. They're both borei pri or eitz. So what do you have in front of you? You have a zayis, an olive, and a tapuach, an apple. That's what Ullah says. So if that's the case, what is the machlokes? The Rabbi Yehuda savar min shiva odif. Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion that what? That the min shiva, the shiva saminim, that is what the bracha is made over. For Rabbanon savri that no, min chaviv odif. Remember we saw last time, Rashi says that if they say a loshon of ezem mehem, she yiritzeh means, it doesn't say make a bracha on anyone, it says anyone that you want. In other words, there is one that you prefer. So if I have a zayis and a tapuach, whichever one you prefer more, if you happen to prefer the apple more than the zayis, then you make a bracha on the apple. That is the opinion of the Chacham. But that is all as long as we're dealing with two fruits, they are both the same bracha. Avol b'she'ein birkoisehen shavois. But if we're dealing where their brochas are not the same, i.e., you've got a zayis and, what's the example of the Gemara? A tznoim, which is a radish. When one is ho'eitz and one is ho'adomo. So then, divrei ha'koil mevorech al zeh, v'choizer u'mevorech al zeh. Then everybody would agree that you've got to make a brocha on one and then on the other. In other words, there's no issue of one brocha will patter everything. Now, we have to be clear, like I said before, we have to be clear at every single stage of the game. What is the ula being machadesh, and what might I have said without ula? Ula is not coming to tell me something which is obvious. If it was obvious, then he wouldn't need to tell it to me. When I read the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, min shiva or chaviv. So what's Ula teaching me? How many brochas are being made altogether in our Mishnah? So Ula says, there is only one brocha being made, because we're talking about shavuos, birkoseh or shavuos. So if the title of the top of the page is one brocha only, so then we can have a discussion. Which one do you make the brocha over? Is it over the min shiva or is it over the chaviv? Says Ula, that is the entire machlokes. So the title of this machlokes, according to Ula, is where there is only one brocha being made. Why? because both foods are the same bracha, the only issue at hand is not which bracha to make and not how many brachas to make. That's not the issue. Rather, what is the issue?
Which food?
Obviously, it's going to be hot eats. And obviously, there's only going to be one bracha. The question one, is it over A or B? So, machlekes, is it min shiva or is it chaviv? If, however, you now change the title to two brachas, so then this whole discussion becomes totally irrelevant. Says Ulla, then there's no machlekes whatsoever. Everybody agrees if it's two brachas, just make two brachas. Now, if you remember, somebody pointed out last time that one moment, even if that's true, that when I've got a radish and an olive, I'm going to have to make two brachas, don't I still need to discuss what would still need to be discussed?
Priority.
The priority, which one comes first? So we said, that's true, but Ulla's not talking about that. That's not our discussion for the moment. Now, if we would want to argue with Ulla, now listen very, very, very carefully of it, because it's a bit complicated. Like I said before, Ulla is only telling me this because apparently it's not so obvious. If it was so glaringly obvious, then he wouldn't need to tell me. If, in theory, I wanted to argue with Ulla, I'm not allowed to argue with Ulla, but we're going to see that later on in the Gemara. Hopefully we'll get to it today. There is an Amoira who is chilek with Ulla. Could anybody over here please suggest an alternative explanation to our Mishnah? In other words, I'll explain what I mean. Ulla said there are two cases, Shavois and Einom Shavois. And what did he say? Which one is the Machloikas? Shavois or Einom Shavois?
Shavois.
So obviously, what is he coming la'afuke? He's coming la'afuke. That you might have said, Einom Shavois. That's obviously what is coming la'afuke. If there was no tzad ba'oilam, that you could possibly explain the machlokes be'einom Shavois, then I don't need Ulla to tell me that we're talking about Shavois. So obviously, there were two ways you could go over here, and that's why I need Ulla to say, go route number one, not route number two. But what in theory could have been route two? Imagine you'd switch hat now, and you're not going to learn like Ulla, and you're going to learn that actually we're talking about Einom Shavois. Is there any way there that you could learn the Machloikas? How there could you learn the Machloikas? True, but I'm saying, let's try and guess now. If you wanted to argue with Ulla, and you wanted to learn that actually the Machloikas is when you have an olive and a radish, how in theory could I be masbir the machlekes between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim there?
You only have to make one bracha. One will be ikur, one will be tofu.
One possibility. Another possibility is that
the discussion is which one comes first.
Maybe that's how I could learn the Mishnah. When Rabbi Yehuda says min shiva and the Chachamim say chaviv, they don't mean that you make one bracha. Maybe you do make two brachas. And the question was, which one do you make first? Maybe that's the discussion. And that's what Ulla is coming to argue with. Ulla says, no, that's not the discussion. We're not talking about Einom Shavois, we're talking about Shavois. So let's see the Rashi's again, very important. Third wide line. B'shebir koseyen shavois kegoin zeisim v'tapuchim. For example, olives and apples, the tarvayu b'yri prihoitz. They're both the same bracha. Ubo liftoir es shteyen, so for the fellow is coming now to exempt both of them, the bracha achas with one bracha. So obviously one bracha will exempt both. Why both? Because they're the same bracha. So what is the discussion? Either you hold that the min shiva is odif, or the chaviv is odif. Eze sheyirtze, quote unquote. The masnisin, when it says in the Mishnah, Eiz mehem sheyirtze. So what does that mean? Es hachoviv olov mashma. If you say yirtze, then clearly you're expressing that there is a rotzen. That means choviv. One is preferable to you. Says Rashi, aval b'she'ein birkoisei hen shavois. But if indeed we're talking about where there are two separate brachos, for example, not an olive and an apple, but an olive and a radish, then says Rashi, ein bracha achas poitraton. There is no way in the world the one bracha will exempt another. And therefore, v'shuv, after that, in kam machlekas. There can't possibly be a machlekas, because obviously there has to be a two bracha. So how can you have a shaila? Do you make a bracha on A or on B? That doesn't make any sense. Why does it not make any sense? Because you have to make a bracha on A and also B. So for it only makes sense, bichlal, to say there's a machlekas, do you make a bracha over A or B, if you're only making one bracha altogether? So now the question is, which one is it going to be? Over A or over B? But if there's a bracha to be made over A and B, well, how can there possibly be machlokes? What do you mean, do this one? What do you mean, do that one? You have to do both. Says Rashi, one moment, it's not so pashut. V'afagav de tanan, even though we learned in a Mishnah in Daf Meh Mamad Aleph, birech al peiro so ilon. If you made a bracha on the peiroi se'ilon b'irei priyo adomo, yotza. If you take an apple, and you say b'irei priyo adomo, what's the halacha? Yotza. So you see that what? That actually one bracha can fit all. So why are you telling me, says Rashi, is it so posha that if it's two separate brachas, then obviously you've got to make two brachas? Who says? Maybe if I have a zayis and a tznoin, maybe what should I do?
Make
a bracha on the tznoin, and that covers everything. Now look at Rashi very carefully. Says Rashi, no. Hani mili, that's only true that if you made a hadoma over a fruit, that it's okay. B'chad mino, with one single species, the ta'o, and he made a mistake, ubirech oleho bere priho adoma. So then we say, okay, if you made a mistake, but b'dieved, I'm not going to send you back. Avol tznoin v'zayis, which is what? It's not one min, but it's two minim. Ubirech al hatznoin loy nifter zayis. The olive is not exempted. Now, Moirav Rabbeisai, this is a very difficult Rashi to understand, or at least the words of Rashi are open to interpretation. Why are they open to interpretation? What was Rashi's kasha, and what was Rashi's teretz? Rashi asked the kasha, I know that if you make hadoma on a fruit, what's the halacha? You're okay. We're not saying that you should do that lechatzchila, but you're okay. So what was Rashi's kasha? So maybe if I've got a zayis and a tznoin in front of me, I can make a bracha of ha'adomo, and I'm covered. We just said, if there's two brachas, obviously you have to make two. Why is it so obvious? Maybe one bracha should cover all. That was Rashi's kasha. Now, what was Rashi's teretz? That no. When do we say that ha'adomo can cover fruit? That's only if what?
It's one fruit.
It's one min.
You meant to say a bracha. You said the wrong bracha.
You said the wrong bracha.
Bidi evidence fine.
Moshe Zedek, you just said three things.
Three different things.
And that's why I said Rashi is open to interpretation. You said it's one species, and he made a mistake, and bidi evidence. Masha inkein us. Why is our case different? Because it's two species? Because he didn't make a mistake? Or because it's lechatchila? I want to ask you a shayla. Halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. There's a big balagan in Rashi. Halacha lemaisa. Imagine somebody's got in front of him a zayis and a tznoin. Now, obviously, if he phones his rav and says, what should I do? He'll say, Ha'etz and Ha'adama, two separate brachas. I'm not getting involved for the moment now what's the order of the brachas, but definitely two brachas. Fine. This guy did not accidentally make a mistake. He did not bother phoning his Rav. And he deliberately, bekavona, not a tos, he said Ha'adama with clear intention that he wanted that to exempt both the Tznoin and the Zayis. What's that? Like? A huge machlokes between Rav Nachum Fuchs and Rav Nachum Geller. And the yesod of their machlokes is how to understand this Rashi. Why? Because Rashi threw in the word v'to'o. What does v'to'o mean?
Mistake.
Why is that relevant? Sounds like in Rashi that if it wouldn't be a mistake and it would be deliberate, then what?
It would not be yours.
No, to the contrary.
The other way around.
Oh, right.
It would be.
Right.
Would be.
Then you'd be okay.
Right. Exactly.
Again, what's Rashi saying? If you made a mistake, then what? And you said, Ho'adoma on an apple, I'll give it to you. What do you mean made a mistake? So in our case, if somebody accidentally, or bekavona, because he didn't know the halacha, and he made Ho'adoma on both, what would be the halacha?
Sounds like he'd be yotzi.
On the other hand, Rashi threw in another factor, and that was your other point. There's a difference in one min and two minin. Rashi says, Hani mili, b'chad mina v'to'o. Which one is it? Which is the key factor over here? The fact that it's a single species as opposed to two, or the fact that it's a mistake as opposed to a kavana? Kavana would work. Rashi says, "Avol tznoin uzayis ubirich al hatznoin loy nifter zayis." Look at those last words of Rashi. If you got a tznoin and a zayis ubirich al hatznoin loy nifter zayis. Okay, and what happens if birich on both? What happens if you made a bracha on both? It would work.
Made
Ha'adama with both in mind.
Okay.
Rashi says the problem is ubirech al hatznoin loy nifter azayis. Can't we be medayik from Rashi? If you made a bracha over both, I'm not saying that's what you should have done. That would be okay. And that's what Rashi means, that there's a difference in chad mina and two mina. If there's only one min, then obviously I've got no question over which fruit did he make a bracha. There is only one fruit. I took an apple and I said v'adoma. Shouldn't have. You did. It's okay. But if I've got a banana and an apple and I said v'adoma over the banana, it will not automatically take effect on everything in front of me. So here comes a $64 million question. Okay, automatically it won't. But if I had specific intention, although I shouldn't have, but if I did, if I had specific intention, that what?
To be Yotzi both.
To be Yotzi both, maybe it would work. Could be. So now, back to our Shaila. Rashi says that Ola was teaching us the whole machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is only when there's one bracha. Two fruits, one bracha. So the question is, obviously, what? I'm going to make one bracha over both, but which one should I, as it were, make the bracha over? Obviously, the pat is both. Over the chaviv or the minshiv. But if it's two minim, ha'adama and ha'etz, ein birkei se'en shavois, obviously you've got to make two brachas. What was Rashi's kasha? Oh, why is it so obvious? Surely one bracha could work. What was Rashi's question? No, because here if you made a bracha on Tznoin, it wouldn't work for the Zayas Beseder. But maybe if I had a bracha for both, and had in mind both, maybe it would work. Again, not that you'd be allowed to do that lechatchila. You can't deliberately make the wrong bracha. The halacha is, if you say shahakol, shahakol is like the joker in the pack. Shahakol works for everything. It doesn't mean you can make shahakol lechatchila. So we need to investigate, and we'll see, Ms. Hashem, maybe not today, but we'll see next week. There's going to be a discussion. If I deliberately make Ho'adomo over both, meaning I had in mind that both should be included, what would be the halacha? Not that you're supposed to do that, but if you would. But that's not what Rashi is talking about. Rashi is talking about that I only had the Zayis, the Tznoin in mind, that would not patter the Zayis. Okay, let's have a look at the Gemara. Meisvei. So Ula's opinion can be summed up in one line. If it is Birkei Sehen Shavois, then we have a machlokes, is it Min Shiva or Chaviv? If it's Einon Shavois, you've got to make two brachas. Now, Meisvei, Hoyu Lefonov Tznoin Vezayis. Oh, so here this is the case. Tznoin v'zayis is a case of what? Shavois or Einom Shavois? Einom Shavois. And what does it say in the Braisa? Mevorech al hatznoin upoiter es hazayis. So what does it say in the Braisa?
One bracha.
One bracha. Now one second. Forget Ula for a moment. If you would have this brisa by itself, forget Ula. Don't blame Ula for the moment. How would we have understood this brisa? Whose opinion could this brisa be? Rabbi Yehuda or the Chachamim?
Chachamim.
Chachamim?
Not Rabbi Yehuda.
Can't be Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda says... Shiva Samini. So it must be the Chachamim, and we're talking about a guy who happens to prefer...
radishes.
Tznoim. That's what I would have said without Ula. Remember, we have a famous principle. If ever you say A, and then you ask a kasha based on B, it means that without A, I would have answered B. Otherwise, you have no right to ask a kasha from B, if B is inherently difficult anyway. So if Ula says a chiddush, then we say, oh, but I've got a braisa I don't understand. One second. Would you have understood the braisa without Ula? The answer is, sure, I would have understood. I would have answered the what? That we're going with the Chachamim. We're dealing with a fellow who happens to prefer Tznoin. So you make a bracha of the Tznoin. And how would that work now for the Zayis?
Both
That's what the Gemara is trying to prove. What are we trying to prove from this braisa? Why is Ula in trouble? I see from this braisa that even when the brachas are not shavois, there could still exist one bracha. Ula came. That, remember, was Ula's main chiddush. Ula's main chiddush was, listen here, everybody. The machloikas is only when Berkesei and Shavois. But if it's Einom Shavois, there's got to be two brachas. One bracha will not work. Says, well, I'm sorry, one bracha will work. For a Shabraisa. Says, Tznoin and Zayis make a bracha on Tznoin. Bob's your uncle. Menachem, you know what Bob's your uncle means? Good. So you haven't been out of the shir for too long then. Says the Gemara, Hey Beis Ayin. What does Hey Beis Ayin mean? Hoch b'mayaskinon. We're talking about Keshehat Tznoin Ika. This is a concept which we've referred to before. It's going to be a sugi at the end of the perek and daf mem dalet. Famous Mishnah, Iker and Tofel, bracha is over the Iker. So therefore we're talking about over here that what? The Tznoin is the Iker. The Zayis is the Tofel. So that's why I make a bracha over the ikka. Therefore, this doesn't at all disagree with Ullah. Ullah's principle is still alive and well, i.e., when you have two brachas, two minim, ein birkei seim shavois, you've got to make two brachas. Over here is different, because there's an ikka and a tafel. We know a tafel doesn't get a look in when there's an ikka. Says Rashi. We missed out half a Rashi with a whole girsos. Go to Rashi, shahayot snoin ikka. What does that mean, shahayot snoin ikka? Shebishviloi hischil ha'achila. It is only because of it, what's it, the tznoin, that he began eating at all. V'loi ochal zayis, elo, he only ever ate the zayis, not because he fancied eating a zayis. He only ate the zayis, lahofig churfoi shel tznoin. What does that mean, lahofig churfoi?
To blunt the sharpness
of the radish. That means, essentially, what does he want to eat? Tznoin radish. Now, there's a technical issue. He enjoys the taste of radish, but it's a bit too sharp. So you have to have something to negate the sharpness, to blunt it. So he had an olive. He's not interested in eating olives. He's not hungry for olives. So that's the case, says Rashi. Da havelei zayis tofel. So in a case like that, the zayis, even though essentially it's more choshev, generally, doesn't matter. In this case, it's a tofel. The tanan, and we have a Mishnah, kol shi ikka, ve'imoi tfeila, mevorech al ha'ikka, upoiter es ha'tfeila. Now, if you remember, just to make very brief mention of it, we came across this principle early on in the perek, at least once. And we're going to discuss it at great length, Be'ez Hashem, later on this month, all being well. But if you remember, we said that when we talk about ikka and tofel, there can be different standards of ikka and tofel. If I have, for example, a salad, a tomato salad, it's also got a bit of cucumber in it, but 90% is the tomato. So we'd all agree that the ikka is the tomato and not the cucumber or not the nuts that I put in. So there, ikka and tofel is based on quantity. Here, we weren't told which is the bigger one. Maybe the zayis is 10 times bigger than the onion. That's not the issue. The issue is which is the main one in quality, meaning which is the one that I want to eat. I want to eat the tznoin. It might well be that in order to eat a teaspoon of tznoin, you have to have a whole gallon full of zayis. That may well be. Still doesn't make the zayis ikka, because I'm not in the slightest bit interested in eating zayis. So we always have to remember when we talk about ikka and tofel, a classic example would be an ice cream and a cone. You're not interested in eating a plain cone, but you need something to hold up the ice cream. And in very, very many circumstances, very, very often the case is that the cone in quantity might well be bigger than the ice cream. Might be a huge cone, and then you put a scoop of ice cream at the top, the ice cream's still the ikka.
And it's more chashev.
So the bracha will be shahakol, not mezainis. So we have to always bear that in mind. Either way, so Ullah at the moment, at this stage of the game, is Ullah good or not good?
Good.
Ullah is good. The principle remains that, that when there are two brachas, you've jolly well got to make two. The reason why this brisa says you only make one is because we're dealing with the tznoin is the ikka. And if the tznoin is the ikka, then the zayis doesn't get a look in. Fine. Says the Gemara, ihachi eima seifa. I don't understand. If so, how do you read the seifa? In that very brisa that we just quoted with regard to a zayis and a tznoin, we only learn the resha, but there's actually a seifer as well. How does the seifer go? It says there, Rabbi Yehuda Oima. Guess what? Good old Rabbi Yehuda. Mevorich al hazayis shahazayis mimin shiva. So now we have the brisa in its entirety. What does it say in the brisa? You have a tznoin and an ikka. A tznoin and a zayis. You make a bracha on the tznoin. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, make a bracha on the Zayas because the Shivas Aminim. Great, that fits in with Rabbi Yehuda over here. But what's the big problem? What doesn't make sense?
Not contradiction now, is it?
Why?
Because we didn't.
If Ullah has just told me that what is this Brisa talking about? Ikar and Tofel. So why on earth is Rabbi Yehuda telling you to make a bracha over the
Zayas?
Over the Zayas. Min Sheva is only important when what? When it needs a bracha. So now the question is, do I make a bracha over A or B? So B wins it because it's a Min Sheva. I'm not making a bracha over the Zayas at all because it's the Tofel. Doesn't make any sense. Says the Gemara, Les Leila Rabbi Yehuda. If you look at it as an Aleph, the Bach at the side adds in the word V'chi. V'chi Les Leila Rabbi Yehuda. Does Rabbi Yehuda not hold of that which we have learned in the Mishnah, kol shu ikka v'imoy tfeilo. Whenever you have an ikka and with it a tofel mevorech ala ikka upoiter es atfeilo? Question mark. Quote unquote. We have a Mishnah that says we have an ikka and a tofel, you make a bracha on the ikka. So what are you suggesting? What, the Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of this principle? If in theory he doesn't hold of the principle, then indeed it's okay. Is that true that he doesn't hold of it? Says the Gemara immediately, yeah, well, maybe he doesn't hold of it. V'chi teima hochanami. Delesle. And if indeed you would want to suggest that what? That yes, maybe he doesn't hold of it. I mean, there's a Tana, he's perfectly entitled to argue. Says the Gemara, it's not true. Because v'hot Tanya, whoever mefurusha braisa, Rabbi Yehuda oima, im machmas tznoin bo hazayis. If, because of the radish, that's why the olive comes onto the scene, mevorich al atznoin, upoiter es hazayis, period. So you see clearly, black and white, the Rabbi Yehuda
does hold
of the Ikka and Tofel rule. Great. That makes life simple for the moment. Everybody agrees with the Ikka and Tofel rule. So now we're in a complete mess with this Brisa. Again, there was a Reisha and the Sefer. What did the Reisha say? The Reisha said, you have a Zayas and a Tznoin, what do? A bracha on the Tznoin. What was the Kasha? Again, remember we said at every stage you have to work out where we're up to. We said that presents difficulties to Ulla. Why does it present difficulties to Ulla? Because according to Ulla, what should be the halacha?
Two
brachas. So why is there only one? And what was the Gemara's answer? There's an Ikar and a Tofel, and the Ikar is a Tznoin. So why on earth, in the Sefer of that very Brisa, did Rabbi Yehuda say that you make a bracha over the Zayas because it's the Min Shiva? But he also holds of Ikka and Tofel, as we've just proven. So if we're dealing with a case where the Tznoin is the Ikka, as Ullah has to suggest, then why on earth is Rabbi Yehuda telling you to make a bracha over the Zayas just because it's the Min Shiva? So what? Now, just before we carry on, I want to point out one thing that we've learned from this Gemara and try and remember it. And Mitzvah Hashem, when we learn the sugya of Ikar and Tofel. I want to ask you a shayla, a theoretical question. If you have an Ikar and you have a Tofel, so the Mishnah tells you, you make a bracha over the Ikar, not over the Tofel. Could we, in theory, consider the following possibility? Or is it totally, absolutely mindless, makes no sense? Could it be that even though the general rule is Ikar and Tofel, you make a bracha over the Ikar, but maybe if the Tofel is very, very choshuv, even though it's a Tofel, maybe it would now win the day? Could that be? Or it doesn't make any sense? Could
you win the day that you'd also make the bracha? Or only make it instead of?
Maybe the chashivas would outweigh the fact that it's a tofel.
Yes.
Could be, in theory. I see from our Gemara that no.
Gemara didn't take that as an answer.
Oh, very good, Rabbi Yosef. Because the Gemara says that what? How can Rabbi Yehuda say you make a bracha over the Zayis? Because it's the Min Shiva. What was the Morris Kasha? But surely it's only a Tofel. Whoa, 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 whoa. Why can't I give a very simple answer? You're right, it's only a tofel. But min sheva, that promotes it. That shoots it up to the top, and maybe that in turn gives it chashivus, even though it's a tofel. I agree it's a tofel. I can't disagree with the fact. At the end of the day, it's a tofel. Why is it a tofel? Because you want the tznoin. So I can't change the category. I can't suddenly say it becomes an ikka. It's not an ikka. It is a tofel, but maybe it's a very chashiv a tofel.
Yeah, but how could the chashiv a tofel then exempt the more chashiv a ikka?
Why not? It's not more chashiv. The fact that it's min shiva means that that is more chashiv. Normally the ikka is more chashiv than the tofel. Maybe I can have a case where the tofel is more chashiv than the ikka because the tofel is shiva samini. It doesn't mean it becomes the ikka, but maybe it makes it more chashiv.
Which pulls it up in a category?
For the brachas, maybe. Again, the principle has always been you've got to make a bracha with that which is more chashuv. So therefore, I see from the Gemara did not consider that as a possibility. That's what Rabbi Yosef was pointing out. Rabbi Yosef, correct? That's what you meant? The Gemara says, I'm very sorry to tell you, if this zayis is the tofel, it doesn't get a look in. What are you going to tell me? Yeah, but it's min shiva. I couldn't care less. That's the Gemara's question.
It's min shiva and quantity-wise.
So that's what I'm saying. It's all open. That means we're going to have to keep open a huge, huge, huge question mark, a great quiz question. Can it ever be that you make a bracha over the tofel and not the ikka? Or to define the question a little bit differently, can it ever be that the tofel is actually more chashuv than the ikka?
Yes.
So we've seen now that shiva saminim does not make it more chashuv. So you're asking, what would it be? Not only shiva saminim, it would be gold plated, it would also be expensive, it would also be more how many factors can I throw into the melting pot?
Bread. Bread's your tafel.
Don't make a bracha.
No. You have a piece of schnitzel, thick.
If you're not interested in eating bread,
so here the tznon is very chareif. I'm having bread instead of an olive. I would just eat the tznon and not make a bracha on the bread.
Just make a bracha on the tznon, right? 100%. Yep. When you have a sandwich, it's the other way around. You put jam on your bread, then you want to eat bread. You want to give it a bit of taste, you put on jam. So I've added the bracha. If somebody is a jam eater, I just need to put the jam on something.
A turkey sandwich, you'd rather have a turkey.
Would you? You enjoy the bread. You enjoy the bread. It's not like a cone where I just need something to hold it up.
That's if you have a goulash. Something like a bread. Oily, you can't eat it.
I want to get in. Well, we learn ikra and tofel, we learn all the examples. I'm talking about the principle, not the details over here. I see from our Gemara, for the moment, that when I have an ikra and a tofel, I've got to make a bracha over the ikra under all circumstances, however choshev the tofel is. Now, I agree. When I say, however chashuv the tofel is, I mean, at least if it's shiva saminim. Maybe if it's shiva saminim and expensive and 50 other categories, maybe that would eventually promote it. I don't know. We need to bear that in mind. So for the moment, life is simple. Ikkar and tofel, brachas over the ikkar, period. Irrelevant of how chashuv the tofel is. If that's the case, then I understand the Gemara's questions. How can Rabbi Yehuda say that you make a bracha over the zayis? Because it's the min shiva, but it's the tofel. And apparently the Gemara is teaching me that what? Even though it's the min shiva and it's very chashuv, I couldn't care less. At the end of the day, it's the tofel. If we read between the lines over here. Azoi state in the Gemara. Rabbi Nachum, how's your Yiddish these days?
That I
can always check with Nachum, he's our resident Yiddish speaker. Azoi state, what does Azoi state mean?
That's when
state. Azoi means so state, says. So says the Gemara. Azoi state in the Gemara. Very, very important principle. Remember this when we learn Ikra and Tofel. It's coming up in three daf times in Sasha. Okay, so we're still in big trouble. So let's sum up the question so far. Also, how have you been drinking?
This is mine.
The ikka, which... So what is now the discussion so far? Ula, this stage of the game, good or not good? Not good. Ulla told us that when the Ein Birkei Seim Shavuos, how many brachas?
Two.
It's got to be two. I've got a brisa, which is talking about Ein Birkei Seim Shavuos, Tznoyin and Zayas, and it says only one. So that's a steer to Ulla. And what are you going to tell me? No, because there's an Ikkun and Tafel, so why does Rabbi Yehuda in the Sefer say you make a bracha over the Zayas? He also holds the Ikkun and Tafel principle. So either way, we're in big trouble. If it's an Ikkur and a Tafel, why would Rabbi Yehuda say make a bracha over the Zayas? And if it's not an Ikkur and a Tafel, why are you making one bracha? You should make two brachas, not just one. So we're stuck. Zot the Gemara, no. La oilam betznoin ikka askinam. Really, I want to maintain the teretz that we said before. We are indeed talking about where the tznoin is the ikka. And that's why in the Reisha it says you only make one bracha, even though it's Ein Birkei Seim Shavuos. There's only one bracha over the ikka, and the ikka happens to be the tznoin. So, what was the big question? The Sefer with Rabbi Yehuda. So why is Rabbi Yehuda saying make a bracha over the Tafel? What's going on? He also holds of the Ikkar and Tafel principle. Says the Gemara, V'chi pligi Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbanon. When do we have a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon? B'milsa achriti pligi. It's a different case. You bought me a Sefer that says that what? The Rabbi Yehuda holds you make a bracha over the Zayas, that's actually a different case. That's not this case. In this case where you have an Ikkar and a Tafel, then Rabbi Yehuda will be the first one to agree that you make a bracha over the Tznoyim, which is the Ikkar. That which it says in the Sefer that no, because the Zayas is a Min Shiva, you make a bracha over that, that's a Milsa Achrit, that's a different case. What do you mean a different case? What, there's a piece missing of the Braisa? Yes, there's a piece missing. V'chasuri mechsara, there is something missing, v'hochi ketoni, and this is what it should say. This is now the complete version of the Braisa, as opposed to what we had before, what apparently was just pieces missing out. So this is now the complete version. Hoyu lefonov tznoin v'zayis. If you had in front of you, two minim, this is Ein Birkei Seim Shavuos, no question about it. Mavorich al atznoin upoiter es azayis. Great. Now this is the piece that we didn't have. This is the missing piece. Bamed dvorim amurim. When was that said? Keshatznoin ikka. When the tznoin is the ikka, that's why I make a bracha over the tznoin. Aval ein hatznoin ikka. But if the tznoin is not the ikka, so rather I've got two separate foods over here, the tznoin and the zayis, then divrei hakoil mevorich alze v'choyza u'mevorich alze. Everybody would agree to that. That's the Dalet Hay. What does Dalet Hay stand for? Divrei HaKoyel says Rashi, Mevorech al zeh, v'kan loy nechlaku, says Rashi. So far, no machloikas. Again, if there's an Ikkar and a Tafel, the bracha's over the Ikkar. And if there's no Ikkar and Tafel, you make two brachas, simple as that. Carries on the Braisa. Again, we didn't have this piece. Carries on the Braisa. V'shnei minim ba'alma she'birkoi seyen shavois. If I have two minim where the bracha is shavois, until now what were we talking about? It was two different ones. One was a zayis, one was a tznoin, meaning there's ha'etz and ha'adama. So that we said, if there's an ikka, make a bracha with the ikka. And if there's not, you make two brachas. But where you've got two minim ba'al, Moshe Berkesei and Shavois, then what do you do? Mevorich al eze mehen sheyirtze. Rabbi Yehuda, mevorich al azayis, shazayis mimin shiva. So it turns out that that line, which we did have, but we didn't have the middle chunk, that was what confused us. When Rabbi Yehuda says you make a brocha over the zayis because it's the min shiva, We weren't talking over there about Ikar and Tofel. We've moved on since then. Ikar and Tofel was in the beginning part of the Braisa. And Rabbi Yehuda agreed to that. Rabbi Yehuda would be the first one. That's how he said, Divrei HaKol. Everybody agrees. There's no machlokes. If there's Ikar and Tofel, Ikar. And if there isn't, two brachas. When there's Birkos Sehen Shavuos, i.e. they are both ha'eitz, then what's the halacha? Tanakama says, Ezem Em Sheyirtze. Why? Because he holds which one wins the day?
Chaviv.
And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Min Shiva, because he holds Shiva Saminim. Shkoyach. That's the exact replication of our Mishnah. So Ula is now in perfect shape. At this stage of the game, Ula is good or not good?
Good.
Great. Ula learns that our Mishnah is talking about where what? Whether Birkosei and Shavuos. And you're only ever making one bracha. The question was, over which one? Chaviv or Birkos or Shiva? If, however, there'll be two minim Ein Birkosei and Shavuos, everybody would agree. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbala, no machlokes whatsoever, two brachas. We found a brace that says you only make one bracha of its snowing and azayis. That's talking about Ikra and a Tafel. Nobody disagrees with that. What about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says they make over a zayis. No. There's a piece missing. That's talking about where there's no Ikra and a Tafel. So everything's fine. So now, halacha lemaisa at this stage of the game. Soon we're going to see there's going to be machlokes. But at this stage of the game, I think everything is clear. If you have a zayis and a tapuach, how many brachas altogether? One. Over which one?
Zayis.
Machlokes. It's machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda holds min shiva, Ham holds ez min shiirtza, Rabbi Avraham, you're 100% right, halacha lemaisa, we paskin.
Like
I'm not getting involved in halacha lemaisa as in Shulchan Aruch. I'm talking about halacha lemaisa for the moment, Mishnah and the Gemara. Again. Zayis and Tapuach, only one bracha. Over which one? Machlokes. Either the Zayis because it's a min shiva, or the Tapuach if indeed it's Chaviv. If it will be Ein Birkos Sehem Shavuos, it will be a Zayis and a Tznoim, then what's the halacha in that case? Essentially, in a normal case, what will be the halacha? Two brachas. If it's an abnormal case, meaning one is an Ikka, one is a Tafel, then you definitely make a bracha over the Ikka. So what is the last remaining halacha that we haven't yet discussed? And that is the seder. What about the order of the brachas? Meaning when there's no Ikar and Tafel. Two meaning, Ein Birkei Seim Shavuos. I've definitely got to make two brachas according to all opinions. We have not yet discussed which one is first. That we haven't discussed yet. Now, let's just make a start to the next line, even though it's very much connected. Says the Gemara. We missed that one Rashi. V'shnei minim ba'alma k'goin zayis v'tapuach shebirkoisei en shavois v'echo mimin shiva b'zeh. You should underline the word b'zeh. B'zeh nechleku. That's where there is a machlekes, because there's only one bracha. So it is over the shiva saminim or is it over the chaviv? Fine. Now, says the Gemara, everything we've said in the name of who? We've only quoted one Amoira today.
Ula
is actually a Machlekes Amoraim. He's not the only Amoira who expressed an opinion on this subject. Pligi bo Rav Ami v'Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha. We had this early on the Gemara as well. Sometimes the Gemara brings a Machlekes, tells us who the Machlekes is between, but doesn't tell us who actually says what. So we have Machlekes between Rav Ami and Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha. Chad Omar, one of them says, Machloikes b'she birkoisei en shavois, d'Rabbi Yehuda savar min shiva odif, v'rabbanon savri min chaviv odif. Aval ein birkoisei en shavois, divra akoil mevorech al zeh, v'choizo mevorech al zeh. That is word for word, exactly the same as
Ula.
Everything we've learned till now, one of these two, we don't know, is it Rav Ami or is it Rav Yitzchok, but one of the two says, yes, I go along with Ula. The Machlokes is only when Birkos Sehen Shavuos, and you're only making one bracha, and the question is over which one. But if it's Ein Birkos Sehen Shavuos, of course you've got to make two brachas. However, v'chadomar that no, af not only, but also b'she'ein birkoseyen shavois nami machlaikes. This has set a cat amongst the pigeons, as they say. Never heard that expression?
Just here.
What happened? Rabbi Yosef, what's going on with you, Chevra? What happens when you put a cat amongst the pigeons? Against the balagan. Here now, everything we've said until now in the last hour turns out that one second it's not so pashut. It could be the machlokes is even when what? When there's two different brachos. Nami machlokes. Now, what does that mean, nami? What would be the machlokes there? Says the Gemara. Bishloima, it's all fine and well. Amanda Oma Bisha Birkoseyen Shavois. It's all fine and well. If you go with the opinion that says the Machlaikas is when it's only one bracha, Machlaikas, in that case, I understand. And Shapra, it's all fine and dandy. Why is it fine and dandy? Because we know exactly what the Machlaikas is. What's the Machlaikas? Do you make the bracha over the chaviv or make a bracha over the minshuva? Exactly as we've explained, according to Ula. Elo lemanda omar b'she'ein b'rkoseyen shavois pligi. But if you hold that the machlokes is also in a case of what? When it's not the same bracha, b'may pligi. Now what does it mean b'may pligi?
What is the nature of the argument?
Don't tell me that there's only one bracha. Look at Rashi immediately. Rashi says, "Hovadai loy miftri b'chada bracha." Don't tell me there's no way in the world that you can make one bracha. Don't tell me that's the machlekas. We missed out a Rashi actually. Chad amar machlekas b'shabirkosei and shavayis ukut amron. And as we've said before, exactly as we said in the name of Ula. Hachi garsino. V'chad amar dano. Af b'shein birkosei and shavayis nami machlekas u'mafarish lava ozil, as we will presently explain. Now, b'may pligi, hovadaik, because that's certain that loy miftri b'chada bracha, they can't both be exempted with one bracha. In other words, don't tell me the machlekas is which bracha do you make. You've definitely got to make two brachas. Which two? Let's say zayis and etznoim, ha'etz and radoma. So what's machlekas? If it's a zayis and a tapuah, so it's only one bracha, then I understand what the machlekas is. Which one? Do you make the bracha over? Over the zayis because it's shivas aminim, or over the tapuach because it's chaviv? But if it's a zayis and it's snowing, you're definitely non-negotiable. You've got to make two brachas, but you've got to make two brachas. So what's the machlekas? Omer Rabbi Yirmiya lahakti. This is what we've been waiting for. What does lahakti mean? Which one goes first? That is the machlekas. Do you have to make two brachas? Absolutely. No discussion, no machlokes. What is the discussion?
What's the order?
Which one comes first? According to the Rabbanon, which one do you make a bracha first? Over which is chaviv? And according to Rabbi Yehuda, which one do you make a bracha first? The shivas aminim. So according to this opinion, in how many cases are there a machlokes? Two cases. Both in the case of when there's birkoseyem shavois, and I'm only making one bracha like the zayis and tapuach, where they're both for eights, so what will be the machlokes? Chaviv or shiva. So too, if it's a zayis and a tznoin, where there's definitely two brachas, again, which one comes first? Chaviv or shiva? Two machlokes in two cases. Now, we have to finish off with one line. According to the first opinion, let's call that Ula, that the machlekes is b'brikusei and shavois, chaviv or shiva. But he says if there's not shavois, you've definitely got to make two brachas. So now let's really ask the question. Fine, so which one comes first? So we said the whole time, well, we're not discussing that. Say that, but let's discuss it now. According to Ulla, not according to the Cholkim on Ulla. According to Ulla, which one, which bracha do you make first? You've definitely got to make two, but which one first?
Doesn't matter, because we don't know according to Ulla.
It must be that... So what are the options if we don't know? Let's work it out. So what must be the halacha? It must be you can do whatever you like. Why? Because if he held, yes, there's a machlokes, which one comes first? Is it Chaviv or is it Shiva? And that's exactly the same as the other opinion. The Gemara said there's a machlokes over here between Rav Ami and Rabbi Yitzchak. Is the machlokes only with Shavuos or the machlokes is even with Einom Shavuos? If you hold it's even with Eunon Shavuos, then you're telling me that what? Then Azayas and Etznoin, there's also machlokes. Definitely two brachas, but which one first? So obviously the other opinion disagrees. The other opinion says, no, over there there's no machlokes. Absolutely everybody's on the same page. What? Two brachas, do whatever you like. Meaning, that's now, in summary, this is now the crux of the whole inyan. When Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonon had a machlokes, Min Shiva versus Choviv, is that a machlokes only when you're making one bracha and it's a shaila, which one do you make the bracha over? Or is it even a machlokes when I'm making two brachas and the question one is which one comes first? That is the machlokes between Rav Ami and Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha, or Ulla and one of these Amoraim. According to Ulla, the whole discussion of Shiva and Chaviv is only a discussion when you're making one bracha. When you're making two, it all goes out the window, totally irrelevant. According to the Cholkim on Ulla, no, it's not out the window. There is a machlekes in that case as well. There's always a machlekes. Which one comes first, Min Shiva or Chaviv? That's a machlekes, whether there is one bracha or whether there's two. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. We need to really carry on, even though the last bit of the sugya is a little bit unconnected. What I would suggest... is the following. Everybody should read, not read, Chas v'Shalom, learn a couple more lines, the Omer of Yitzchak, etc., etc., but stop at the word Upliga. First word on the line is Zayis Shemen Udvash. You have that? Zayis Shemen Udvash. Upliga, stop. Upliga is going to be something else. We'll leave that for the moment, else we're going to get too confused. Stop at the word Upliga. When you do that, just three or four more lines, then we have a whole bunch of tosis to do. 1, 2, 3, 4 tosisim, complicated tosisim. That's going to be our next project.
Which one?
Top four.
Okay.
That'll be Ez Hashem, be what we do, all being well, on Sunday. Pashas Vayera, Abo Aleinu L'Teva.
Question.